This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Lung cancer is Australia's leading cause of cancer-related death, and yet, when it's found early, more than 65% of cases can be successfully treated. And there's now a national screening program that could save thousands of lives, but only if people feel safe, seen, and included enough to access it. Scott Volsberger is the manager of cancer programs at ACON. Scott, welcome to Drive.
Thank you. Thanks for having me today.
Now, lung cancer, it's Australia's leading cause of cancer-related death, but many of us still don't talk about it much. Why do you think that is?
Yeah, well, there's a lot of stigma about, first of all, smoking, because we know that smoking is the leading cause of lung cancer, but also lung cancer itself has stigma. And so people often may be ashamed or embarrassed to talk about it. They may feel, what the research shows is that people feel like they may have brought this cancer on themselves. And so that becomes a barrier then to seeking help and to finding treatment. But the new National Lung Cancer Screening Program is really designed to change that. It's designed for people who have a smoking history to find lung cancer early so that it can be treated more easily.
Now, we know early detection, it does change the outcomes dramatically, in fact, but what does early really mean in terms of practical terms for us?
Yeah, so what we're looking for in the lung cancer screening program is we're looking for nodules on the lungs, and these are early small cancers that are much more easily treated, which also means that if we can treat them more successfully, then people are likely to live longer with fewer side effects.
So who's eligible for the free screening program? Can you walk us through that?
Yep. So the National Lung Cancer Screening Program is designed for people 50 to 70 years old who have a significant history of smoking and have no current symptoms for lung cancer, such as coughing up blood or wheezing. With smoking history, we talk about people who have 30 pack years. So doctors help to calculate this, but basically that's a pack a day for about 30 years, or two packs a day for 15 years, or any combination. It's for people who are currently smoking, as well as people who have quit within the last 10 years.
Now, we know that LGBTQ plus communities have historically had higher smoking rates than, say, the general population. How did you approach the co-design in terms of this campaign at ACON to make people feel affirmed and willing to go and have the screening as opposed to feeling a bit shamed?
Yeah, so ACON's been working in cancer prevention and screening for nearly 10 years now. And so we have built up quite a lot of knowledge about cancer screening and the barriers that our LGBTQ plus communities face in accessing these services. So we actively engage as a partnership in this campaign with other organizations, including the National Aboriginal Community Controlled Organization and the Australian Multicultural Health Collaborative, to support the design of research to gather insights from various communities to help inform the messaging and the creative approach. Then we also recruit talent from the community. So we recruited five people from our communities across New South Wales and in Victoria to be part of the shoot, so that we have real people with real experiences relevant to this campaign, featured in the campaign. And then we also help bring their stories to life through behind-the-scenes footage. And ACON is also leading the community engagement aspects for the campaign across Australia over the next 15 months. So what we're doing there is we're taking an inflatable CT scanner that says this glory hole could save your life across to pride events across the country to engage our communities and have a conversation about lung cancer screening.
I love that. What's the engagement been like so far?
So far we've been to Midsummer Carnival in Melbourne in January, and we just had Sydney Mardi Gras Film Fair Day on Sunday. Actually, the engagement has been really overwhelming, and really, it's much better than I even expected. I think using language like Glory Hole in the campaign and that activation helps break down those barriers and that stigma, and really opens up a conversation. People are curious, they want to find out more. And it just gives us that opportunity to then tell them and inform about the program. We're seeing already positive results from evaluation of these types of activities. And so we have several more planned, including coming to Chill Out in Daylesford in just a couple of weeks.
Now, Scott, if someone's sitting in the car right now, they're wondering, is this me? What's the very first step that they should take, or we should take?
Yep. If you think that you're eligible for the program, talk to your doctor or healthcare professional. They'll be able to assess and your eligibility. And if you are eligible, if they confirm that you are eligible, they will refer you to an imaging service to get the scan. If they do refer you, go ahead, have the scan. There's professionals there that can help walk you through the process, so you feel comfortable and affirmed. And it's good to know, which is the name of the campaign. It really is good to know whether you have early signs of lung cancer or if you get the all clear. That way you can have reassurance and peace of mind, and you'll be recalled for another scan in the future, usually in 2 years' time.
Scott, good to chat with you. Thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
That was Scott Wolfsberger, Manager of Cancer Programs at ACON. If you want to find out whether you're eligible, as mentioned, for a free lung cancer screening, speak to your GP or head to lungcancerscreen.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.